Representing Ridgeview today with our Spotlight program is Principal Mike Richard. And Mike, I know the Raptor relays earlier in the week. We had some good weather for that. It felt good, I'm sure, for many fans, especially in the stands, and the athletes, of course, too. And boy, track's been kind of Ridgeview's middle name here in the spring.
It has been, Chris. And boy, the weather has just been great for us with our dates. As far as our meets this year, we've been able to get in our 3 high school meets and our 2 junior high meets, and we've had really great weather for all of them. We do have meet on Monday. I'm not sure about the weather. It doesn't look quite so good for Monday, but we have a conference track meet at Sloan on Monday, May 4th, and that's a 3:30 start. And I just want to mention Shannon and Katie Tesh, they run our Lynx timing system, and they do a great job with that. And they help some local schools, too, with timing of meets, but they do all our meets and just do a super job with that. And then we're able to host a 2A district track meet on Thursday, May 14th. That'll be here at Russ Crye Field, and I just want to thank all of our volunteers. We have a super group of volunteers for all our track meets, and they do a super job, and we get a lot of compliments.
You got some little kids track, too, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Coming up here May 13th, we have our elementary track and field day, and we'll have our lower elementary in Holstein and Shaler. They'll be doing their events, activities in the morning. And then over in Early, our 4th through 6th grade, they have their track and field day there at Early at the track. And we also, right around the corner, Senior Awards Night, May 13th. That'll be at 7 p.m. in the Mary Clausen Center. And graduation takes place on Sunday, May 17th at 2 p.m. in the gymnasium. And then we roll into our last day, Friday, May 22nd, and we'll have a one-hour early dismissal.
Well, that's, you and I here Friday, May 1st, 3 weeks away, and this is our final school spotlight. So for you and Ellen and Ken and Mr. Quickle, who's retiring, you guys have been awesome to us here at Storm Lake Radio for doing the school spotlight program. We sure do appreciate all your time and effort.
Well, we certainly appreciate all your support.
Hey,
thanks.
Thank you. Mike, you have a great one, okay?
Hey, you too. Thanks.
And we can't do it without our great spotlight, and that is a sponsor, the State Bank Agency and State Bank of Shaler, bringing you the Ridgeview Spotlight on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.